My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart. Houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, how we feeling, everybody? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm going to run into this quickly so we can start talking. First South Farm Credit offers specialized financing. It's structured for all types of land loans. If you're looking to maybe refinance a large tract, if you're purchasing land, or you're investing for the future, First South can help. All you need to do to get some information is firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Here's Yancey. Here's Chuck. Hi, boys.
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Got our draw for the college football playoffs, and even though I'm a little disappointed, a little bummed out that there's probably two rematches from the earlier in the year, we're still in it, number six seed, and proud of that at 11-1.
Yeah, man, it was just good to see the finality of making the playoffs and hosting the playoffs, and I don't want to call Tulane an easy matchup, but it's certainly a different level of competition if you were in the 7, 8, 9 slots hosting a game. Those are, you know, teams that can win the national championship.
Yeah, Tulane, listen, don't let 45-10 fool you that we beat them earlier in the year. We played a really good game, and they didn't. And I think it's going to be a lot closer come Saturday, next Saturday when we face them in the vault. I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah, man, we saw Duke and Virginia. Virginia just whipped them just
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I bet on that line as well at 4, lost that game. And, you know, things can change in that second time around. And Tulane has went through a little bit of a hiccup during their season and are playing really good ball right now.
So here's what we're going to do. Walker Jones is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk about the Grove Collective. We'll get everything that we can out of Walker. We'll do your text messages. We got those at 426-1093. A few injuries. Harry Harrison's going to join us for a little bit. We'll do the Ole Miss and SEC news. We'll get some recruiting out of Yancey, and then the good, the bad, and the ugly. So be sure and get those text messages in at 662-426-1093 as we go to Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operating 9 of those Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, while I'm pleasantly pleased that Ole Miss ended up with a home game against Tulane in the opening round, forgive me if I'm looking ahead to round two against Georgia, who is arguably playing the most dominating brand of football right now. Tell me again how the SEC championship winner didn't end up as a 2 seed. Simply mind-boggling, if you ask me. Thought number two, speaking of the football playoffs, we have to do away with the participation trophy system, having both Tulane and James Madison in the playoffs while schools like Notre Dame, Texas, and Vanning are sitting at home is a big-time glitch in the system that needs to be addressed this offseason. Thought number three, I don't know about you, but man, I'm glad to finally talk about some football again than all of this off-the-field drama about Lane Kiffin. Thought number four, the key to the Tulane game will simply be to get the offensive side of the ball working on all cylinders before the competition steps up a notch or 10 against Georgia. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, what in the world is going on with the Ole Miss Hoops team? This was supposed to be the most talented roster in the Beard era, and they simply look lost to me. They don't have enough outside scores and seem to be playing too much one-on-one basketball and not enough team basketball. Having said all of that, call me a half full type of person, which undoubtedly I am, but I still have full confidence that Beard will find the solutions and will have them playing totally different when conference play starts.
Our two text messages right now are about basketball, so we'll get to those two in the text messages. The early ones that have come in that I've taken a look at, I'm sure we'll get some others along the way. You mentioned the Notre Dames and such not getting in.
Yeah.
If they're in the top 12 next year, they're assured to be in. That kicks in starting next year.
How is it that Notre Dame, that they have their own little rule with
yes,
the playoffs?
Starting 2026.
That's bogus.
They have an assurance that if they get in the top 12 in the last little poll, they're in.
So anybody else that's in the top 12, that rule does not apply to them?
No, not unless they change things between now and then.
It's always been that way with Notre Dame.
That's right.
You've always had.
And you might as well put Alabama in that.
And they're not going to do, right, a bowl game because that's an ESPN, ABC-type product. Where's all their money come from? NBC.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's totally the reason. They just, you know, kind of took their ball and went home.
Well, they're acting like sore sports right now.
Correct.
I mean, come on. You know,
they play in every sport in the ACC but football.
And now that, did you see, they're kind of going,
oh,
like,
I know.
Yeah, the ACC let us down. They really broke, you know, and the ACC – but we're trying to back all of our schools, and it's
and they're teetering on collapsing. ACC, if you have a couple of the big dogs, leave them, and then it's going to be, you know, James Madison and schools like that joining the ACC. It could get ugly.
Let's talk Ole Miss with Walker Jones. That's next on the program, the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Do you really want to know what Sue did? She pulled my shoes off. What she did to me. She put my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes off. That's what she did. Shoe good.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And this section of the show is brought to you by the Farese Group. They're your partner in retirement. If you need somebody, they have over 20 years experience, proven track record. You won't outlive those savings during your retirement. If you are retired or you're getting ready to, you can give them a call. The Farese Group office number is 601-607-4141 to schedule your consultation. Our man Walker Jones of Grove Collective is on the show with us now. And before I let Chuck and Yancey get into the questions they want to get to, you tell the people right now how they can stay with the Grove Collective and give and do what we need them to do, sir.
Hey, guys. We've got a bunch of stuff going on with the collective right now. Obviously, you saw Coach Golding's message he sent out to the fan base this weekend and Dante Moncrief and others. The easiest way is go to the GroveCollective.com website, click on the Join Donate button. You can make a one-time gift. You can join. There's various giving levels for really any amount of money. Every dollar counts, so don't be embarrassed on the amount. Just give and become a member. You can do it monthly, you can do it annually, or you can give us a one-time gift. And if you have a business, even more importantly now, since the House settlement was passed in July, if you have a business, we've got a great corporate partnership program activating our athletes that is full. And, we need our businesses as well as our members, individual members, and just go visit our website, hit us up on social media if you're having a problem. If you have any issue, shoot us an email at info@thegrovecollective.com, and we'll get right back to you. But we just really appreciate the support, as always.
Hey, Walker, what did you have to do with the AT&T deal with Trinidad, or was that arranged by his agent?
We worked with Trinidad directly, as well as a national agency. They were the ones that got the initial call on AT&T, which is great, which is the whole purpose of having kind of a dual approach with Trinidad. We were going to take care of all the local and regional and Ole Miss endemic opportunities for Trinidad. And then we got a national firm who I knew from my previous life who were going to help on those national spots. And AT&T came from that group. But we helped coordinate it. We helped, with the logistics, the timing, making sure the Ole Miss jersey was able to be worn in the commercial. So, again, it was a great team effort. Really fun to see that this weekend. And a good moment for Trinidad to show, our players and our fans that we've got a national brand.
Hey, brother, how are you navigating the new rules in combination with Rev Share?
It is different, but, we're finding good success. It's been a little bit of a trial and error, Chuck, approach across all our sports. And we've had to make some modifications to our contracts and to our process a little bit internally. But the athletes have not felt any sort of pinch. It's been business as usual for our athletes. They've been getting their NIL deals through. It just took us a couple iterations to learn the system, learn what they were looking for, adjust, and include the things that they needed to see And again, we were never anti-regulation or anti-settlement. We just wanted to know that it was going to be practical and fair. And it started off rough because they didn't have enough people employed to evaluate all these, but they've added some more workforce, which has sped up the process. And we've had great success being really creative and using, you know, kind of the last 3 years as a guiding light for us of trying different things, and it's worked to this point.
Walker, speaking of Trinidad, how do you handle the situation while he's waiting for his extra year of eligibility, the waiver, and trying to get something ironed out for him next year for a NIL deal?
Yeah, so the school, that's really led by our compliance department and the university. They have been really aggressive in putting that case together for Trinidad. It's taken a couple months just to get all the necessary information from Ferris State and from the family, and then the university compiling all that. Everything has been submitted, and we're just, you know, waiting on what that process and what the answer will be. And, you know, once we have clarity on what the ruling is, then we'll you know, react accordingly. But we're prepared for either contingency. Obviously, it'd be great to get him back. Not only is he a great football player, but he's a great young man and a real talent and a real leader in the locker room. So it'd be phenomenal to get him back. Our fingers are crossed. If for some reason it doesn't work out, we'll be prepared with our backup contingency and what that plan looks like if Trinidad has to move on to the NFL. We'll be prepared either way, and we're hoping we'll hear something here soon.
That's awesome. So did they expect to hear something pretty soon about Trinidad?
Yeah. I mean, it could be any day now.
Awesome.
We're waiting to hear something at any point. Could be tomorrow, could be next week, but we've been led to believe it should come here pretty soon.
That stuff usually doesn't come in until the summer, it seems like.
Seems like with the hardship waivers. Walker, let me ask you something. How do you work out right now? I know that everybody wants to play out the season before they get to NILs next season, but the, you know, January 2nd is fastly approaching. How aggressive are y'all right now trying to retain your players on the roster for next season?
Yeah, that's a good question, Yancey. We're being aggressive. You know, we've obviously got a very good team full of a lot of really, really good players that we like and want to keep. And, you know, we want them to know that there's a strong interest and desire on our part to retain them for next year. And we've identified a bunch of those guys. And the good news is we have a bunch of them. That's why we're 11-1. We've got a bunch of really good players. I think they love the culture. They love the process with which we evaluate them and compensate them. I think we've got a great track record of doing that. So there's a high degree of confidence from our players and their agents and their family on, you know, us delivering what we say we're going to deliver. And so, I think we certainly have a plan in place to do that. Obviously, with everything that happened last week and the change in leadership in the football building, you know, there's some different philosophies that we have to account for. And, you know, Pete is a maniacal recruiter and talent evaluator. So he's been really, really involved and invested in what we're doing right now on the personnel side, you know, getting through signing day last week, which was really important to hold on to our commitments and landing a really good class. And then once we finish signing day, Yancey, on Wednesday, we turn the focus to retention. And we've got a little time here before we play. So we're trying to, you know, to push some of these retention conversations and, you know, do in a way that the players can still focus on the number one thing, and that's getting ready for Tulane.
So are you getting any people trying to raid the roster? And you know who I'm talking about, obviously.
Of course. Yeah. Well, we are. And, you know, we know them as well as they know us. So good luck to them with that. And, I hope they pack a lunch.
Because, I love it.
We're prepared.
I love it.
And, I've got 10 toes firmly planted in that building, committed to our players, and I'm not flinching. Neither is anybody else in that building, whether it be Dante Moncrief, Matt McLaughlin, Keith Carter, Pete Golding, everybody else, Javon Patterson, Eric Wood, all the people over there that are helping in this transition. We're ready. And anybody wants to try to come pillage this roster is in for a rude awakening, and they better pack a lunch because we mean business and we treat these guys well, and they know it, and they're going to have their work cut out for them.
Real quickly, Walker, are we financially stable?
Oh, yeah. We're in a great spot. Yeah, that's the one thing that you know, you see various reports out there in social media, which you hate to put a lot of credit in those things, but nevertheless, you've seen a lot of reports out there about money and who has what, and I can just tell you that our fans are given, our members are given. We're in a great spot financially. We are active with our players, and
all right,
we
brother.
Have the means to be competitive, and we just need everybody to keep giving.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
great
you, Walker.
Job.
Awesome, buddy.
Text
Thank
messages
you
are coming
Thanks,
up next.
Guys. Appreciate y'all.
You too.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, our text messages are brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. We're going to get to those, but I enjoy listening to Walker talk.
I do too.
Right?
Man. You can. Yeah. I mean, he, you know,
he'll tell you what you won't need to know.
That's right. He answers questions. Yeah. You ask him a question, and he answers.
And it's good to have people that really truly love Ole Miss that are going to go all out for Ole Miss. That's why when I hear the GOB and all that stuff, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, you want the good pieces. You don't want the bad pieces of the spoke, but the Walker Jones and guys like
Keith
that,
Carter.
I mean, Keith Carter and, you know, I mean, when Derek Nix was here and
Dante Moncrief
and all these guys, I mean, you know, that when they love your school and they're good at what they do, I mean, it's even better than people that just know what they're doing. But the biggest news to me was Chambliss. You know, I didn't know that it was coming quickly. But I have heard some good vibes that if he does get that waiver, he's staying. I know that fans have been worried about.
Why would he leave?
Well, I mean, because Lane's over there, and, you know, they're trying to poach him, and there's no question about that, along with a few others. But Chambliss has let people know inside that IPF he is staying.
All right, so, Chuck, I know you see these questions and comments and threads on the Spirit every day. All of the text message questions are centered around Charlie Weiss. Mm-hmm. Will he be back 2026? The other coaches that are now said to be back as well, how long are they staying? It's the whole assistant coach question.
Yeah, well, Joe Cox and George McDonald flew in last night to finish off the playoffs. They'll be here through the playoffs, but they are not staying, I've been assured. I don't know what Kevin Smith's going to do, but I don't think he's going to stay. I really don't. And Charlie Weiss, people told me out of the Manning Center that it seems like he changes his mind every other day, that some days it sounds like he's staying and some days it sounds like he's leaving. But Pete Golden's going to have to know something, and that's the reason John David Baker's in here interviewing today.
So how do you handle that, Chuck?
Well, you're going to have to force Charlie's hand and get an answer one way or the other.
Yeah.
If Charlie's not staying, I'm not one of those that begrudges them coaching through the playoffs. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But Pete's got to know something moving forward, and he's got to know before the playoffs are over, in my opinion. Charlie, you know, hey, you're welcome to stay if you want to, but if you're not going to stay, we need to know.
Yeah. I mean, and I think from a fan's perspective, it's all about roster retention, right? They're afraid that these coaches could be poaching Ole Miss players while they're here at Ole Miss.
They're not going to do that.
And Charlie is not that type of person. He's not.
Neither is George, neither is Joe. They're here to help.
Yeah, but when you look at those two, now, you know, they were flipping players on the commitment list from Ole Miss to LSU. So
are you sure of that?
I mean, J.C. Anderson, the tight end, flipped from Ole Miss to LSU.
Well, how do you know it was Joe, though? I mean, you don't know that.
He's a tight end coach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you suspect that, but I don't know. I just think that we have to take it on good faith that their intentions here are honorable.
Yeah.
And if they're not, hey, shame on me.
No, and I get that. I just think that's from the fans' perspective. Look, this is a unique opportunity to win a natty, right? So we need everybody here to mm-hmm. give Ole Miss the best chance to win that natty. That's why I was asking about Walker, you know, what are we doing right now to try to retain these players? Sure. I'm hearing really good things on Chambliss. But the other players, too, like, you know, you got to know who your position coach is going to be. You got to know who your coordinator, what kind of scheme you're going to run. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Pete has told them, hey, we're going to run the same scheme.
He has.
You know, so that won't be as big of an issue. But you want some questions answered going into this.
Sure.
January 2nd when the portal starts. And right now, everybody's back channeling, trying to get deals done. So on the defensive side, they're retaining everybody. And
yeah.
That's not going to be an issue with those guys. Yeah. But it's on the offensive side that you just want to get these guys retained for next year. Because, look, next year can be even a better team than this year. I mean, if they bring back their pieces this season, next year lines up. That was supposed to have been the year.
I know no talent like Trinidad Chambliss, but if I was a quarterback, I would want the guy that was in my headsets for 15 seconds before every snap of the football. I know as the offensive coordinator, yeah. Weiss was there to be comfortable. Yeah. They're, I'm sure, qualified coaches that could have called plays, but That's a guy that's been in my ear.
No, you need
this successful year.
You need the continuity.
Yeah, right.
That's the reason they're 11.
And I'm with you. If I may be naive. It may all go, you know, way wrong afterwards. But I don't have a problem with Charlie being here.
I don't either.
No, not at all. Not Charlie. Not whatsoever. And I think there's still a chance that he comes back next year. And I think his heart's still at Ole Miss. He's kind of put in a predicament there when Lane gave them the ultimatums. But that's what this Tulane game is going to be about, right? I mean, this is a team that can win it all. I don't know if y'all watched all the championship games, but nobody's playing better than Ole Miss right now. I mean, Georgia, you know, you better bring it with them now, and that's unfortunately who they got to play in round two. But this team's got a chance to win the whole thing. They just need to make sure this offense gets back on system against Tulane, and everybody can breathe a sigh of relief and say, hey, let's go win the whole damn thing.
We'll save the injuries, and we'll also save the basketball text questions until the next segment. We've got Harry Harrison for a majority, and we'll get to those at the back end. That sound okay?
Sounds perfect.
All right, more coming up next.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend Free Pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
To continue on this program, we've got one half down, one half to go, and we'll start out by telling you about Gateway Tire, 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So does Harry Harrison. Number six, Ole Miss, Harry. Number 11, Tulane. What are you thinking?
I'm excited about it, Darb. You know, I was hoping we weren't going to grab, you know, somebody that might be in the top 10, and we haven't played now. It'll be 3 weeks, I think, or maybe mm-hmm. 3.5 weeks by the time we get around to this game. And you want to make sure you're back in form again and timing and everything is good. So, you know, Tulane will bring a challenge. They were they're certainly playing now better than they were, you know, when we played them back in September. But I think it'll be a good matchup, and I think it'll be an advantage Ole Miss to be a home field advantage, of course. But I think just getting back with our timing and getting everything set back up with all the distractions we've had in the last few weeks, I think it's a good match.
Harry, you look at it, not only that for, you know, be almost a month since they last played, but they had an off weekend before they played State. You know, it's
yeah, that's
be.
Right. I mean, you know,
we played one game in nearly a month and a half.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't want to roll out there and take on Notre Dame or Alabama right mm-hmm. out of the chute. I was hoping we'd get somebody lesser, you know, than that. And so it worked out, I thought, really well for us. I mean, the other option would have been the team that's going to
James Madison going out west to Oregon. That'll be a long trip for them, of course. But I thought the matchup with Tulane worked out fine. But you're right, Yancey. The last 6 weeks we've played one game with a whole bunch of distractions in between. Not a new coaching staff, but some different angles on there. So I just believe this will be a good matchup for us going into this first game. I think the town, the Rebel fan base is excited. Ticket sales, I'm sure, are going well, and I expect a hard sellout come the 20th of December.
I was a little disappointed to see Georgia stay at 3, though. I thought they should have gone up to 2 ahead of Ohio State.
I would have thought that too, Chuck. Actually, but it is what it is. It'll be interesting if which I expect us to get past Tulane. That our first two opponents will be opponents that we've played already in the same season. So you're not going to catch that very often. But I was hoping we'd get Ohio State in third spot and we could play them down in the Sugar Bowl. But we shall see. We shall see. We got to get past Tulane, of course. We're not going to overlook those guys. A quarterback is playing much better. I expected them when they came in here in September to run that read option, and the quarterback, I think it's Retzloff is his last name, was going to keep it a lot. They never really happened. They didn't get that untracked. Our defense played well that night. They didn't play particularly well. I thought our secondary covered their guys extremely well. But now here we are, 8 weeks later, and they play one more game than we have. So they've had a tune-up game, and if you want to call that, in their championship last weekend. But I thought they played really well Saturday.
This won't be 45-10. I don't see that. I think it's going to be a 35-21 or 24 type of game.
Well, anytime you play the same team twice in the same year, it's awfully hard to win both times. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we're not going to do that. I'm just saying you got to be prepared. And I think Pete Golden will have these guys prepared. Everything I've heard from him so far, I've been impressed by. I was a Pete Golden fan, long before all this news hit the fan. But I just think he'll have this team tuned up and focused and ready to play.
What's your thoughts, Harry, on some of these guys coming back from LSU, coaching the team through the playoffs? I personally don't have an issue with it, but a lot of our fans do.
I think it's fair, don't you think, Chuck? I think it's fair that they would be trying to come in here and poach players. I mean, if I'm looking at Charlie Weiss, he doesn't have that dynamic personality. He doesn't seem that type of guy that's going to be in there hammering on our quarterback or running back and trying to get him to transfer to LSU. I'm not concerned about that at all. I'm really not. I think isn't McDonald and Joe Cox both back?
Yeah, they came back last night.
Okay, that's what I thought. Charlie got here Friday, so I was concerned about that. We might not have coaches for those two units, but I read today where they're going to be back, and so I'm excited about that. And Kiffin is smart. He ought to be smart enough to know that the more games we win, the more bonuses he was going to get. And I think LSU said they're going to pay him if we get to that point. So we'll see. We'll see. I did read where they had already backed off on their increase in season ticket prices, and some of that was going to the new staff. So things are not perfect down there by any stretch.
That's interesting information there. Harry, did you ever play a team twice in your career in the same season?
No, never did. Never did. Got to play. We played in the Peach Bowl at the end of the 71 season against Georgia Tech, but we had not played them in the regular season. So never had that. I mean, you can look back on a lot of different, probably 100 years of Ole Miss football. You're not going to ever find that, Yancey, unless it was a team in the SEC. Let me back up. You could say Ole Miss and LSU probably played 1959 and 60. Yep. Yep. Winning a 7-3 game, that's probably the most famous one, when Ole Miss turned around and smoked them 21-0 in the Sugar Bowl. But that back then, a lot of times the SEC teams would play each other in those major bowl games. But, we're talking 60, 70 years ago when that was happening. And but since we've broken up in the East-West and now we've got 16 teams, you're not going to see that very often, except, unless you get in the playoffs, which is where we are.
Harry, what's the pluses and minuses of the layoff as an athlete? What are you worried about, and what do you think is good?
The pluses is you kind of you get over those injuries. You know, but after you play 12 games, even if you don't think you're injured, your body's been beat up, and so you've got to get beyond that. You want that rest will help. Now you're going to crank it back up. There won't be a lot of hitting, but in the next 2 weeks, but they'll tune back up. You got to get your body in contact shape. You know, when you start hitting on people, you know, going into fall camp, it's different. You start to feeling those aches and pains, and you know, 12. I never played 12 games in a season. So 11 is most we ever played, but it takes a toll on your body. And so I'm sure those guys, especially those offensive and defensive linemen, had a minute to rest. And they'll crank it back up, and there'll be some hitting going on, but not game type hitting until we get to Tulane. But yes, I think especially hopefully Antonio Kite, that injury he's been suffering mm-hmm. with the last month or so, month and a half. Hopefully he's gotten beyond that. We certainly need number 8 back in there at cornerback. I feel much better at that position if we get him healthy. So it was a time to heal, and I think I think that part will be the plus. Minus is, Chuck, offensively, your timing leaves all of a sudden. You know, you just hadn't been playing. That's why sometimes coaches say, well, I wish we didn't have an off weekend because we're playing so well. But your timing is off. You know, you start making, we used to call them illegal procedures, false starts and those type things. The game's maybe not as clean, you know, coming back into this Tulane game. So hopefully we get that. If we have that problem, we'll get that out of our system pretty quick. But those are things you're concerned about. You're concerned about you've had a layoff from a psychological standpoint. Your kids aren't tuned in to what they need to be. So you got to get them back in those meetings and get them back watching film, and then of course practice every day. And you go play like you practice. That's no secret to anyone. So you definitely got to get back in that form.
Harry, one thing for me. Is Pete going to model after Lane where they're not tackling to the ground and really not as physical? What have you heard anything how the practices are going
to
be run?
Yes, the last few weeks against the Florida game, before the Florida game, week of practice and the Mississippi State game, that defense was full blow. They were tackling to the ground. They were running against the scout team, and they were full speed tackling and of course blocking and tackling. So they've been doing that. Now, offensively, no, they have not been. The running backs have not been tackled to the ground against scout team, but the line is of course is firing out and what they call thud. But they're not tackling our offense, but our defense has been tackling full speed the last two games.
All right, my man. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Harry.
Thank
yes,
you as
sir.
Always.
We'll look forward to the 20th.
That's right. Next Monday, big game week.
Yes, sir. See you guys.
Talk to you then.
All right, we're going to go back to the text messages here and on the basketball side. And the first one is, do you think Coach Beard's a little frustrated? And that answer is a big fat yes.
No, he's not a little frustrated. He's damn frustrated.
Well, and as I was talking with Yancey, I've even seen Coach Jans at Mississippi State is saying similar things. A lot of these college coaches are saying the same thing. You don't know who to play, when to play them, what five's going to work together. Because the other question was, it's back-to-back games. Ole Miss has played 13. Is that the rotation? There's not a set rotation. Starting lineup has been different. Everything has been different. When you look at the St. John's game where he went double big, right? Yeah. Malik had to come off the bench. But he had both James Scott and Augusto Cassia and Travis Perry back in. Well, none of them played more than 9 minutes in the game.
And Ole Miss scored, 5 points in the first 9 minutes of the game? So that didn't work.
So it's they're all. It's not just an Ole Miss problem, although others are figuring it out, obviously, and have some retention. But it has been frustrating, to say the least, because of these four straight losses. Could have won them all easily.
All of them.
Could have won them all easily.
They had the ball three times to take the lead in the last minute and a half against St. John's. As helter-skelter as the game was, right. We know what happened there against was it Iowa and then Utah?
Iowa and Utah. And then Miami. It was a three-point game with 5:43 to go in the first half.
Different.
And then they blew it out in 13 points.
Yeah. Miami was different. Right they didn't have the ball in the hand in the last possession to try to win the game against Miami. You know, outside of Miami, they've had a chance to win these games. To me, it's not a pure score and not enough outside shooting. There's a lot of little things. But, Chuck, is that two big issues to you?
No.
No?
To me, and I'm just going to tell it like I think it is, I think they're soft mentally, and I don't think they have any finishers. We had Padula last year that knew how to finish a game. Mm-hmm. These guys this year, who's finishing? Nobody. That's what you're saying earlier. They could have won any of those four games.
Yep.
If they'd have had a Sean Padula out there, I guarantee you they'd have won two of them, maybe all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you get the ball to? What do you do? What are you doing?
Dia wants to be a finisher, right?
But
the glue guy, Jamin Brakefield, too. Like,
yeah.
Big part Brakefield, of that with Padula
from
last year.
Yeah, and they don't have that. I don't know. And I don't think they're soft physically. They're not soft physically, but I think mentally they hadn't learned how to win as a unit, and that's got to come. I mean, he's got to flip the switch somewhere. I don't know. Really disappointed in point guard play. It's just so-so, you know, based on what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, heck, we were after three or four games, people were saying Cameron Deed was –
me,
one of the best players ever play here.
Yeah,
he's not playing to that level right now.
They started pushing around, and then he's just the physical part of the game. He's not adjusting. I still think he can be, and probably out there being a facilitator so much European ball. You know, you don't really become a finisher like that. So he's got to develop that mentality. I mean, we know that Storr and Dia and Elias are the three most talented players, and they got to get out of the big three. I call them. You know, you're lucky to get one out of the three right now playing on top of the game. They got to get two, and if they can get all three, then they're going to be unbeatable.
He hit the first three that Ole Miss took, and then they missed 13 straight till he hit another one. That was the thing, too. And they were open looks.
Yeah.
But then I got to give big fella from St. John's a little credit on the inside for blocking eight shots. And it wasn't like they were around the rim. That was the disappointing part. It was jump shots, deep shots out that they were affecting and doing things with. But
sure.
They had some open looks, and they got to be able to find somebody to knock those things down.
This team's got to get tougher mentally, and a couple of players have got to step up and take the bull by the horns in crunch time. To me, that's the only issues. I mean, shooting, sure, you know, shooting comes and goes. But to me, it comes down to the end of the game. You got to play. You got to play. You got to make plays.
So a quick look, too, at the SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state. Jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it, talking about them. And then, of course, in Biloxi on Saturday, 2 o'clock against the Golden Eagles. I think they're playing actually tonight, 5-4 going into tonight's game. They played Miami. You got a common little opponent. Miami beat them 24-25, something like that, if you like to compare.
Yeah.
But these next four, I mean, it's Southern Miss,
win them.
Alabama A&M and Tupelo, NC State and Greensboro the day after the football game, and then Alcorn State here. They got to get on a run before SEC at Oklahoma.
I wish they had more games before SEC because it doesn't look like he's – decided the rotation and, like you said, who they're going to play at what points of the game now than he was when the first game started.
But those four should give him an opportunity to smooth those things out.
Yeah.
Definitely hope so. Yep. All right. Recruiting news, the good, bad, and ugly, as we finish it up next.
Real Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, ladies and gents, let's finish up the program. Let's do it with a little Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. The Grove Collective, we talked to Walker a little bit earlier. They're still doing what they can. NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes, given that protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, early sign-up period has come and gone. Remember, there's two sign-up periods now. But the Rebels finished at number 24 in the early sign-up period. They were able to flip Mississippi's top overall prospect on sign-up day out of Lucedale, Mississippi, and Jace Matthews. He was committed to Auburn. And he flipped to Ole Miss, and they also flipped LSU interior offensive lineman Jalen Chapman. The only hiccup really in the day came on signing day was from top 100 defensive lineman Deuce Geralds. That's from Georgia. His dad, Davern, played at Ole Miss. They're from the New Orleans area. They've been committed to LSU for a long time. It really looked like Ole Miss was going to be able to flip him, but right at the end when it came down to signing it, Deuce just went with LSU. So, I mean, all in all, I thought it was a really good day. LSU was also able to flip offensive lineman Ryan Merritt. And so, there's a lot of LSU, Ole Miss. Ole Miss trying to flip an LSU. They flipped two of the LSU players, Ole Miss did, and flipped one from Auburn, and LSU flipped two of the Ole Miss players. So that's not any surprise with a lot of the staff going to LSU. And so that was kind of the news today. But for some portal news that are coming up, doesn't open on January 2nd, but players are already kind of leaking stuff out that, they might be interested going to player into the portal. One that is kind of leaking information that he could be headed to the portal is Deuce Knight out of Auburn. He's a former five-star player in last year's class. As you know, he only played in one game this year for Auburn, and I think he had daggum near 600 yards of offense. Surprisingly, they didn't play him in the Iron Bowl the next game, but Deuce is really close with Jace Matthews that signed with Ole Miss, and Jace was committed to Auburn. As you know, Derek Nitz is not returning to Auburn. He was a huge reason why Auburn's had the success the last two or three years out of the state of Mississippi, and he's not there. Freeze isn't there, so all those Mississippi connections are gone. So keep an eye on Deuce Knight, especially if Chambliss doesn't get another year, but we'll see how that goes, and we should know more about that very shortly. And that's it on that.
Now to the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland Roofing has you covered. Home or business, a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. 662-644-4297.
Well, good. Obviously, being the number six seed for the college football playoffs with an 11-1 record is really good and a major accomplishment for this Ole Miss football team. The Rebels get to host a game Saturday, December 20th, and it'll be a rematch with Tulane, as we talked about earlier, the number 11 seed, who the Rebels mauled earlier in the year 45-10. After the Rebels dispose of the green wave, things get tougher with a rematch with Georgia, the number 3 seed. But I'm sure the Rebels are going to want some redemption from their only loss of the year in Athens, 43-35. Patrick Kutis recently won the Kent Hull Award as the outstanding offensive lineman in the state. Quarterback Trinidad Chambliss won the Charlie Connolly Award as the best player in college ranks in Mississippi. And I believe the Lady Rebels are still undefeated.
They lost
by one yesterday.
They did?
Yep. 61-60 to Kansas State.
Wow. So they're 8-1.
Yep.
They're playing great.
Number
ball.
Seven. Yeah,
playing good ball.
Yep.
A good win against two.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's a really good win. The bad, well, we talked about, the men's basketball team's on a four-game losing skid, and they've looked bad doing it. Most recently, they lost last Saturday to Rick Pitino's St. John's team. They just don't seem to have much of a spark or cohesiveness or toughness when it comes down to crunch time in these games. At the end of games, the offense is bad, the defense is bad. And when you're losing like that, even the effort looks bad. But I do think the kids are playing hard. It just doesn't look like they're getting much out of it.
I almost let the injury report slide. They're brought to you by the Mississippi Sports Medicine Group, official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss. We got any injuries?
The only thing we know is same as last week, as Harry was talking about getting Antonio Kite back with his hamstring. I heard that they had a walkthrough today and that they didn't make him do anything that was more than a walk. When they had the full speed drills today, he wasn't involved. And then Daquan Wright, you know, got that nagging shoulder, but I think he'll be all right.
You think the shoulder can heal in time for him to play?
I don't know if it's going to heal, but it should be a lot better.
Yeah, he's going to be a big piece going down the road, especially when they play Georgia.
So let me give you the number of 662-513-2000 or MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Got so a couple of minutes.
The TV is on here, and a minute ago they had a feature on that mouth breather. Jim Harbaugh.
You don't like him, do you?
I do not like Jim Harbaugh. I hope that they never win another game. I didn't like him when he was at Michigan. I didn't like him when he flew in here to the IHOP and took Shea Patterson with him.
Yeah.
I think he's a mouth-breathing, booger-eating moron.
Speaking of eating, it looks like you ate plenty of turkey over the holidays,
Chucky. I did. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You grew a gobbler on me.
I did. Yeah. I was cute with one chin. But two chins, no.
Three, definitely not.
I walked some of mine off in the big city when we were up there in New York. Let me tell you.
You need to take Chucky with you next time.
Did a lot of walking when we were up there.
Steps in there for him.
I see you got a new shirt on. It's a double X, I guarantee you.
This thing is an X.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Well, I'm just interested, before part notes here, I just want to see how the offense plays against Tulane. I know what the defense is going to do, but just getting them back in sync and kind of exhale and get ready for Georgia. And I don't mean to look ahead of Tulane, but I'm going to tell you, this is going to beat Tulane. We just got to get everything ready to go. Tune in for against Georgia.
It's going to be a better game than you think, though.
You don't know what to expect with all the change, but I think they're going to whip a pretty good Chucky.
Yeah, I think they're going to win, but. You know, it's gonna be a good game. John Summerall's a good coach.
He is. He is.
And Tulane didn't have terrible stats when they were here. They just couldn't score.
Yeah, their quarterback only completed, I think, two passes. That was a big thing too. And Ole Miss playing a lot better defensively, just defense wise. That's why I was so intrigued not to get ahead of Georgia. But both those defenses are playing totally different than they did when they played one another a month ago. Howdy, toddy.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.